We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
It's time to wake up.
DJ Angela Yee and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're, you know, they're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday, and we're expecting a nor'easter in New York, New Jersey area.
I'm still not sure what a nor'easter is because, ironically, you know, my guy Noriega, the rapper Noriega. Can we still call Noriega a rapper?
Yeah, he still raps.
You know, but he's got the podcast Drink Champs. He would always drop a mixtape called Nor'easter. So, honestly, the first time I heard the term nor'easter was when he started doing it. But it's a weather term.
Right. It's a weather term. And Nori will be on the show this morning as well. Speaking of Nori.
The irony.
Right?
Yeah.
Speaking of Nori. So, Nori's here during the nor'easter.
During the nor'easter.
We don't plan these things, by the way, people.
Yeah. I might have to dip out a little early today, too, because the flights are being canceled.
Yes, they are. I saw a lot of flights got canceled already.
And they're saying a lot of flights afternoon will be canceled, so I got to get on an earlier flight to make sure I make it to North Carolina.
Yeah, I heard Delta shutting everything down. You going to CIAA?
CIAA. I got my first show is tonight. Of course, the Breakfast Club day party is tomorrow, but my first party is tonight with Fab, so I got to make sure I get on that plane.
Okay, I understand.
You know? Now, we have a world premiere that we're going to get into in a second. This is DJ Khaled's new joint.
I saw Khaled post this on Instagram last night. He had the drop top going back, and he had Lil Assad sitting in the backseat of the car. He had a Kevin Hart reaction video, and now he's about to get another iHeart stimulus package.
He got that right.
Khaled works for iHeart Radio.
But let's be clear. These songs by Khaled, they do be lit.
We ain't heard this one yet. So. It looks good on paper.
It looks really good on paper.
It looks great on
how
paper.
How could it not be?
Tell us who's on it.
Let's get into it, and then we'll get into front page news. This is Khaled featuring Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Future. It's called Top
Off. You
gotta
stop doing that, too.
What?
This is Jay-Z, Beyonce, Future, featuring DJ Khaled. Khaled's lucky to be on these records.
Well, let's get to it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Now, I'm going to tell you something.
My goodness.
When that record first came on, I said to myself, this sounds very dated. When I just heard the beat and the hook.
Right.
When I heard them crispy-ass, fresh lyrics from Jay-Z. Sounded like a pair of all-white, fresh-out-the-box somethings. Talking about OG Juan's bill. Talking about that verse sounded like he wrote it yesterday.
Like 2 days ago.
Yeah,
goodness gracious.
And by the way, Tiffany Haddish ruined it for everybody trying to party with B. Because from now on, you got to sign an NDA if you want to party with B, according to her.
There you go.
According to what I just heard. All right, drop one of Clues Bombs. That was tough. Tough tune. But I'm biased because I'm a Pinkett Smith Winfrey Knowles Carter. But no, that sounded amazing
Jay
to me.
Jay is spitting.
Jay is snapping on that
record. Everybody said, well, you know, I didn't like the 444 album. It was too conscious.
I'm not even talking to those type of people.
Jay just gave you some bars.
Those are the same type of people that saying that, you know, the Black Panther was working with a CIA agent to stop black revolutionaries like Killmonger. I'm not listening to those.
That made me just want to do like 30 push-ups just right now. That, oh my God. And yes, Beyonce killed it.
And the fact that Jay-Z is what, 40?
47 and a half.
I don't know. He's up there. Okay, drop on the clues bombs again. That was fresh.
Goodness gracious,
that was tough. Tough.
There you have it.
All right. Well, let's get tough some front
two.
Page news.
Khaled, you earned that one. Okay?
They did.
You earned that spin every hour on the hour on every iHeartRadio station across America.
Yes, he did. Okay? All right. Now let's talk about this nor'easter.
Yes, there's going to be some crazy weather, so make sure you check your flights because flights are getting canceled already. But they're saying this nor'easter is coming toward the East Coast. It's going to be a mix of howling winds, drenching rain, snow, and waves. The storm is going to knock out power, flood neighborhoods, and destroy homes, they're saying, along the Atlantic coast Friday and Saturday. So if you are told to evacuate, please take this storm seriously. It is a life and death situation for people living along the coast, especially those ocean exposed shorelines. Even if the storm doesn't become a bomb cyclone like they're saying it could, New York's Eastern Long Island and Boston will feel the effects. So be mindful of the storm. There's going to be wind gusts up to 65 miles per hour. Again, if you are told to evacuate from a flooded area, go. Any snow that falls will be heavy and wet. That could bring down trees and power lines and cause power outages. They're expecting snowfall in the amount of 12 to 18 inches in New York and even higher in central New York. They said the winds are going to be so crazy. So just be careful if you are in the Boston area, in the New England area, in New York's area, in Washington and Baltimore. They're saying there's going to be wind gusts of 60 to 70 miles per hour.
Wow. That don't sound fun.
Not at all.
I want to go to the fight tomorrow here in New York. Deontay Wilder's fighting Ortiz tomorrow. I want to go to that.
I'm sure it'll still happen. It's just going to be a nasty ride to Brooklyn.
I want to go see my therapist today. I got a 3 o'clock therapist appointment.
I don't know if that's going to happen. You might have to push that one back.
I hope not.
It's probably still on.
Yeah. All right. I could be your therapist.
No.
Stop the music.
No, thank you.
Our listeners can be your therapist.
No, Stop the music.
No, thank you.
What's bothering you today, sir?
Nothing today, actually.
How are you feeling?
I feel great today. I woke up this morning. I gave God, you know, his thanks. You know, gratitude is always my attitude. I feel good today.
Well, that means something bad's about to happen.
That is not true. My life is amazing. I don't know about y'all. Well, listen, my life is amazing.
Well, that's $1,000. Right? Send me $1,000 bill when that's your therapy session.
Shut up.
All right. Well, what else are we talking about on front page news?
Let's talk about Donald Trump. He is talking about some new tariffs on aluminum. Here's the announcement.
We'll be imposing tariffs on steel imports and tariffs on aluminum imports. And you're going to see a lot of good things happen. You're going to see expansions of the companies. When it comes to a time when our country can't make aluminum and steel, and somebody said it before, and I will tell you, you almost don't have much of a country.
Well, this could make the cost of everyday things potentially go up, like beer cans, baseball bats, and other things like that, just ordinary items that are produced with aluminum, which means, and as history has shown you, those prices, those costs will be passed on to the consumer.
Who messes with aluminum, man?
I don't know
what it is? He saw Black Panther, and he can't touch vibranium because it's not real, so he wants to touch something that sounds close to it.
Now, the Beer Institute said that 10% of the aluminum tariff would result in the loss of about 20,000 jobs at bars, breweries, and every task.
Aluminum ain't been bothering nobody our whole life. Ain't nobody been thinking about aluminum. You got aluminum bats, you got aluminum cans, you got aluminum foil. Nobody been thinking about it. Why is he touching the aluminum?
Another question is how will other countries retaliate, especially China? And they're saying that they could put their own tariffs on American products. And the United States is one of the world's top producers of soybeans, and the top client is China. So perhaps they're going to put a 25% tariff on that. It could cause all kinds of issues as far as trade.
Aluminum foil is one of those things that we take for granted, man. I guarantee you right now, you walk into your house, you may have Tupperware and all that stuff, but you still got something wrapped in some aluminum foil.
Absolutely.
Somewhere. People take aluminum foil for granted.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning, or if you just want to call us up and tell them why you're blessed, hit us up.
I'm happy.
Good morning. What?
No, I was going to say I'm happy for Khaled, too, because Khaled be putting out some records and people just be playing them just to play them because it's Khaled. He earned this one.
That record's dope.
Yeah, he earned every spin he's going to get on the hour, every hour, for the rest of the day from iHeartRadio.
All right. Okay? All right. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, it was iPhone Sim. What's good, man?
iPhone Sim. What's popping, man? Happy Friday.
You enjoying the weather?
Nah, man. You know I'm driving in this room right now. It's crazy on the 495.
Yeah, anyway, I almost slid off the road a couple times this morning.
I can't. Hmm? I'm mad as heck that I still didn't get my federal return, man. I don't know what's going on with the IRS, bro. They bugging, man.
Oh, you still didn't get your taxes back?
I didn't do my taxes yet.
I got the state. I didn't get the federal.
Okay, well, be patient, sir. It's coming. God don't want...
At least you don't owe money.
That's true.
One more thing. We can't forget, because yesterday I heard somebody say that we can't forget that Nicki Minaj got body. Please don't forget that we caught Mr. C with a man.
Man,
don't
shut up.
Goodbye,
man.
iPhone, shut man. Up. You so petty.
That's why your taxes ain't come yet, because you being petty.
Hello, who's this?
It's your boy D from the Bronx.
D, what's up, man? Why are you so aggressive this morning, man?
I'm blessed. Don't get it twisted. I'm blessed, but I'm calling because I'm mad at Charlamagne.
Get in line, but go ahead.
And that's my guy. You know, but I'm mad at you because you keep on violating Monique. My man, that got to stop. She's one of the greatest actress, one of the greatest black actress, one of the greatest comedians. You know, this lady work speaks for herself.
How do I violate her? I haven't disrespected her.
Because what you did, I'm explaining to you what you did was, when I first saw it on World Star, I was like, oh, I don't know what Monique talking about. But then when you addressed it as Dunkie of the Day, I wait for Dunkie of the Day every day. So when you addressed it, that already painted a picture for it in a negative way. So I already was putting my nose against it. And not to mention, she's my wife's mom's like close friend. She always gives the family tickets to come see her. You know what I mean? And that goes to Angela Lee. What she was trying to...
Angela Lee, excuse me.
What she was trying to, you know, what she was trying to say is she don't get along with people, this, that, that, and the third. She's a beautiful person, a great person. She brings gifts and everything. She might have issues, yeah, but I don't think that y'all should discredit her. And that movement, the female movement and the all black movement, it could be powerful if we do something about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're talking about Time's Up and Me Too, but listen, this is what you need to do. She's got a show at the Apollo in May. Instead of getting free tickets from her, you should buy some.
We don't ask for free tickets.
Well, you should go buy some. No, listen. You should go buy some. You should support her because if she actually had people supporting her, she wouldn't be in the position that she's in now.
No, that's a fact.
So go support her. Go buy tickets for her comedy show. Yeah. I think it's Mother's Day at the Apollo. Go buy tickets right now.
Hey, look. But on Netflix, they don't even promote her like they promote everybody else.
But she's not...
Well, she has a special on Netflix, but it's an old special from a jail cell. But are you going to go buy tickets? Are you going to go buy tickets for her comedy show?
He said no. His family gets it for free.
That's not, but we can't do that. We got to support her. Support her the way that these other comedians who are getting these big deals, support her the way they get supported from their fan base.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man
or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Jared out of Houston.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
First of all, I love all y'all. Why Charlamagne, I feel like he don't give no credit to him being from the South to Southern rappers.
What?
I don't give credit to Southern rappers?
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think that's true at
you
all.
You new here, huh?
Like Boosie, he just dropped his last album. That was a great album. I don't never hear you say nothing about him or you know, like Zero. You don't listen to Zero or nothing like that?
I love Zero from Houston. What are you talking about? I love 21 Savage. I love Kodak Black. I love the Migos. Like, what are you talking about?
You talk about them. I don't hear you talk about Boosie and Zero.
He wants you to talk about every rapper that comes up from the South.
I want you to say that you don't hear me talk about the rappers from the South that you like, but I love Boosie. Boosie comes up to the Breakfast Club all the time, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. All right. And another thing I wanted to say, I know y'all be cracking on each other all the time, but after that Monique stuff, I like the way Angela Yee and DJ Envy, they had your back. I like that. You know, y'all be killing each other all the time, but they had your back, and that was real. I like that.
All right, my brother.
Thank you, bro.
Appreciate you, man.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, man? It's Nodders, man. How you doing?
Good. What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Man, first, I was going to be mad at Charlamagne because he ain't giving Donkey of the Day to the right people. But since that DJ Khaled track dropped, man, I'm just inspired, man. B, real talk, y'all talking about Jay-Z, B killed that track.
B killed it too.
School. You know, old school where who go last is the hardest. You know what I'm saying? And B went last.
Now she killed it too.
B got busy.
Yeah, man. But hey, you need to give Marl Dunkey the day for that dumbass shit he did yesterday.
Nah.
Well, thank you God for calling, bless him. Bro. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. It's Mr. Barmaid out of Atlanta. I want to tell y'all why I'm blessed and tell y'all why I'm mad.
Okay, go ahead, bro.
First, I'm mad because I don't know if y'all are aware, but the NRA, Delta is getting away from the NRA, taking away all the discounts from NRA members with fly with Delta. And, you know, Delta's based out of Atlanta, so the Republicans in Georgia are trying to repeal the jet fuel tax to Delta, threatening them unless they reinstate all the discounts to the NRA, they're going to repeal the tax for Delta. So that means, like, millions of dollars that Delta's going to be losing just for standing for something in reference to this gun situation. So I think that's real jacked up, man.
Well,
our Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle is spearheading that, too.
Well, everybody's drawing a line in the sand right now. People are picking sides and making choices.
Yeah, once you take a stand, sometimes you got to sacrifice, too. Yeah,
absolutely.
Unfortunately,
yeah,
for the greater good.
That's whack.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I'm blessed, yo. I'm also blessed, though, man. Charlamagne, you took that Bluetooth picture the other day. My bottle was in the background, and my notifications been lit for the last 2 days. Brother, I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sitting there, because when you said Barmaid, I'm like, why that sound like a drink? That's your lemonade. Just sit right
here. Sir,
okay.
Yes,
I don't even know you.
Sir.
I don't even know you, but I'm holding up your bottle right now. I don't even know where this came from.
He sent it to us.
Yo.
Oh.
All right, well, thank you, bro. Yeah, good luck with
from
it.
From Atlanta.
All right.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Black owned. And y'all can follow me at Barmaid Vodka on Instagram. And I appreciate everything, y'all.
I respect right, you selling if that you, moonshine,
you
man.
You should pop it open and try it.
Nope. That lemonade you making in your backyard.
Don't
I respect it. Putting a little vodka in there, bottling it up, selling it. I like that.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can hit us at any time. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, the Forbes list of hip-hop's wealthiest artists has come out, and guess who's number one on that list for the first time?
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk the Forbes list.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, hip-hop's wealthiest artist for the first time ever. Guess who is number one on the Forbes list of wealthiest hip-hop artists?
It's either Jay, Dre, or Diddy.
All right. Well, it's a tie at number four between Drake and Eminem.
Okay.
They're both worth $100 million.
That's one and a half white person.
Dr. Dre is number three on the list.
Okay.
He has an estimated net worth of $770 million. That's a big jump. And number two is Diddy. Diddy is usually number one on this list. So he's still doing great because he has a net worth of $825 million. Number one on the list is Jay-Z. So congratulations to Jay-Z, who is number one.
What did Jay do different last year from this year to push him up to number one?
The
well,
liquor.
They said, yeah, it's the liquor.
Duce and the champagne.
Mm-hmm. And the Ace of Spades. So he bought a stake in that. And the Duce, also his stakes in Roc Nation, his Tidal streaming service, all of those things have pushed him to $900
million. More kids to write off on taxes.
Yeah, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Got a couple twins to write off on the taxes now, along with Blue, you know? Mm-hmm.
And as far as Diddy, the trends in vodka and cable TV have kind of been a little shaky.
With cable TV, what do you mean? Revolt?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Revolt's been shaky?
Revolt's been a little shaky.
Who said that?
That is according to Forbes.
Oh, wow. How dare they?
They said the liquor, too?
Well, the vodka, but actually, the tequila's doing really well.
I can't believe the tequila's doing better than the Ciroc. By the way, I like the tequila. But
I like the DeLeon. No,
I don't believe it's doing
that's
better.
That's growing, and I'm sure it's growing in a good... Maybe Ciroc is coming down a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, and also when things go up as much as Ciroc did at a certain point, you know, likely they level off.
All I see in the club is Ciroc.
Me too. And I see Ciroc everywhere. I'm talking about even when I go in hotels, you be in hotel bars,
lobbies,
and you
yeah.
see Ciroc.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but I guess DeLeon is doing really well and growing for him as well. So that's been really good. I mean,
I like
DeLeon. $825 million is still incredible,
hey,
guys.
Don't you, Combs Enterprises, don't you ever be afraid to send a bottle of DeLeon up here for Uncle Charlotte, okay?
They usually do. They usually send it. It should be a couple bottles behind there.
I got one.
Okay. Yeah, they actually just sent me one too because I had never
my
tried.
DeLeon?
Definitely probably took your DeLeon.
Somebody stole my goddamn.
All right.
My name was on that bottle. How dare they?
Your name was on that bottle?
Yeah,
Oh, no, here you go.
Oh, there you go.
Look at you accusing people of stealing. That's the problem.
Hey, man, that's what happens when you work at a black radio station and a shaky black cable company like Revolt.
Shaky black cable company.
All right, Donald Glover, he's been making the rounds. Did y'all watch Atlanta last night?
I did watch Atlanta last night.
Yes, I'm excited that Atlanta is back. It feels like it's been forever for some reason.
It was cool. It's like a dramedy, but it wasn't really a lot of comedy until the second half of the show, but it was cool last night.
All right, well, Donald Glover was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and here's what he had to say. As far as being a rapper is sometimes awkward.
Being a rapper is super awkward because you're in a video and you got, like, you know, champagne and butts close to your face and you're like, yeah, da, 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 da. And then you have to go to Whole Foods and then person's like, hey, you're that dude. And you're like, please, I just want to buy this ice cream. But they're like, yo, you gotta be you right now, so let's take this picture. And you're like, all right, then you have to be that wrestler face.
I don't like when they go on those white shows and paint stereotypical pictures of our culture. Like, that's a very stereotypical description of a rapper. Like, he sounds like he hasn't watched a music video since the early 2000s.
Yeah, I don't look at Childish Gambino as being
Man.
A rapper with butts in
definitely
his face
not
and
that
champagne
type of rapper.
In the club.
And that's one aspect of rap, but that's a very early 2000s description of a rapper. Like, these guys aren't moving like that nowadays.
But some of them still are, but...
I mean, but
majority
the
of them not.
Like Drake, Cole, Kendrick, Chance, like, they're not the big butt champagne guys in the videos. Like,
all right, well,
very stereotypical.
He also, in this interview, if you have a chance to check it out, talks about growing up Jehovah's Witness.
Me
and
too.
Why he just, we know.
We know.
And why he also decided not to play the rapper in the show Atlanta. He said it would have been whack to him. He said, I don't think anybody wants to see a show about making it. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
I also want to put out there that last night on Atlanta, they had a character called Florida Man. Mm-hmm. Because like your Uncle Charla always tells you, the craziest people in all of America come from the Bronx and all of Florida.
Okay. Florida Man shoots unarmed teenagers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, now when we come back, Nori will be joining us.
N-O-R-E.
He has a new show.
It's also
on
a Nor'easter.
So we'll kick it with Nori, and let's start it right off with this new joint. We're going to play Top of the Hour, then get on DJ Khaled's
new
joint.
Is that new Khaled record?
Featuring Jay-Z, Beyonce, Future, top off.
Now, the beat and the hook sound very dated, but Jay-Z and Beyonce sound very fresh.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. That was that new DJ Khaled featuring Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Future. Now we got a special guest in the building.
Yes,
right,
sir.
Right.
From the show On the Run East.
From the hit complex series On the Run East.
On the Run East.
Already a hit.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I want to big up all my followers this morning because technically it was supposed to come out to 11, and I think Complex leaked it early.
Really?
And they hitting me and they hitting every like food show out there, like person, and they're like, it's over. Nori took your job. And I'm like, yo, stop being mean to my fans. But you know, it was something crazy because like almost 3 years ago, I came up here and I sat down with you guys and I said, you know, I had this amazing idea of me doing a food show. And when the interview had actually came out, that part of the, I think it was taken out, or
yes,
maybe
sir.
We left it
yeah,
in.
We had it
and Charlamagne said, yo, you know what? I want to help you sell that show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're here today to say that that show has, you know,
hey!
It's came through.
Congratulations.
Make
some noise.
Eight episodes.
You can watch all 8 episodes.
Right now.
It was dope for us because, you know, like I said, it was just something that me and Charlamagne, I said it on here. Charlamagne assisted me. We reached out to a dude, Doug Banker. Doug Banker hit Eli.
What up, Doug?
Big up to Doug and Eli.
We told Doug about the idea.
Yep.
They was like, okay, this sounds great.
Right.
If Nori
can
get some people to commit to be on the show.
I forgot that. Yep.
Nori went and did a video that was like 2-3 minutes long with everybody in hip-hop.
Right.
Everybody who's not in hip-hop.
Yeah.
All these different artists and celebrities and athletes saying how they would be on the show.
Right.
That helped sell it.
Yeah. Yep.
Actually sold the MTV.
MTV.
MTV 2 did the pilot.
And for whatever happened,
they didn't see the vision.
They didn't see the vision, or
happened sometimes.
Somebody, I think somebody got fired or moved or something or whatever. It didn't really matter. Mm-hmm. Complex came in and they kept the budget the same. And then not only that, they just let me be who I wanted to
now,
be.
Now, we shot it or no?
Because all we shot originally was the pilot.
The pilot. Yeah.
So when we came, we had the whole idea mapped out. So when Complex finally came in, they just let me be who I wanted. I think the best thing about it is, like, you know, today,
I want everybody to know, like, you know, a lot of times you see me with the guys with me and, you know, things like that. But these guys are actually my co-stars this time. Like,
introduce the cast.
So this is, I'll let them introduce themselves. How
you
about that?
You already know it's Young Really the G, a.k.a. I call the shots where I'm from, you heard?
All right.
Really getting a lot of out here. I want to blow a money.
He brought in New Year's at Diddy's crib, he's definitely winning. You know what I'm saying? He tried to take my tickets. I had two tickets. He's like, yo, let me get. I'm like, you gotta relax. Yo, but my name is Ching Bing. You know what I'm saying? I'm thugged out. Thursday's family. We here. You already know.
Yeah. Sunny D B E T.
Sunny the ass eater.
AKA Mr. Sour Cream.
Right. Everything.
Instagram at Mr.
Super Slime. So for those that don't know, like, you know, I really actually, you know, studied food shows. Like, you know, I looked at Andrew, what's his name? Andrew Zimmerman. Zimmerman. But from Bizarre Foods. And this guy, you know, he would eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
But he would do it with, like, somewhat class. So I also know that I don't eat pork. I also knew I wasn't going to eat pork. For the food show, but I needed to have somebody on there that ate pork. Who's better than the Puerto Rican, you know what I'm saying, from the Bronx, named Ching Bing, you know what I'm saying, to come eat pork, you know what I'm saying? So, and I also needed a young perspective because we're all, you know, we're all in our 40s. I just turned 40 years old. And,
make some noise for noise.
So we needed a young person's perspective, so that's where Young Really came in. But I was glad that Complex, because I remember even, it wasn't Complex, I was glad that Lionsgate was like, you know, this is not a thing that you got to bring your boys around. And I knew I wasn't going to eat pork. I knew I wasn't going to eat beef. I knew I wasn't going to go swimming on 54th Street and Lexington Avenue. You know, my man Sonny swam in the wishing well. You know what I'm saying?
There's a little ass pile.
And he went, because he hit the halal sauce. Yeah,
he hit the halal sauce. Right. He was supposed to set up Sean Evans, right?
Right, Sean Evans from Hot Ones.
The hot sauce was for Sean Evans first.
He got
the wrong one. He grabbed the wrong train. The one he got had all the hot sauce, because, you know, he got the hot wings, and he tried to get Nori, so we tried to get him.
So he was so hot, he jumped. But my point is, like, you know, sometimes people thought that it was like bringing your friends along for the ride, but once they got the footage, me and the guy, we had a conversation. He was like, yo, you're actually a genius for knowing that. And I think that's the thing about being a good leader is sometimes you don't know the position to put a person.
Right.
And that's what makes you a good leader, is to say, you know what? I know you, you're not going to talk a lot if I put you over here. I know you, you're gonna sweat too much if I put you over here. So let me know where to put you in a certain position. And I felt like there's only two things in my whole career that came out better than what I expected, and that's NRE album, and that's On the Run Eating, this food show. And I kid you not, and I'm not talking about the success of it. I'm talking about the actual product,
right?
Like the actual, like, you know, I want to big up to everybody from, like, you know, Go 90 to Verizon. Like, they really stepped their game up, and you know, we were Revolt. You know, Revolt is like the homies. Like, we don't really have marketing meetings with Revolt and things like that. It's like, what's up, homie? You coming around? You being out there tomorrow? That's how it is with Revolt. But Complex, this was professional. No, not that this Revolt. We love them. But, you know, it was very, 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 very professional.
A lot of phone calls every week.
A lot of phone calls.
And I want to say, Nori was very adamant about bringing his crew on. And they were kind of against that. He was like, no, I want my squad. I'm not doing it if I don't got my squad.
It's very realistic, because I don't think I've ever seen Nori somewhere that didn't have a restaurant involved.
This is very true.
Every time I see Nori, and I see him, like, frequently, he's always at some restaurant somewhere.
I remember my first time having lunch with, like, you know, outside of the hood. And I remember a guy asked me, he says, do you eat pork? And I goes, no. So he sat there and he watched me order something that had pork in it. And because it wasn't labeled pork, it said something else. Like, so he sat there watching me, and I knew from that moment on, I said, I will never be a fish out of water out of this again. So he watched me bite it, and then as soon as I took a bite, he said, yo, oh, by the way, you know there's pork in there.
Damn,
and I said, damn. Like,
he didn't tell you beforehand?
He did not tell me beforehand. So I was like, damn. I'm talking about, this is like 18 years old, so this is like the bad Nori. This is like, what? Like, let me go get the hammer.
No.
But I did think of that. Like, damn, my dude. But from that moment on, you know, because sometimes a thing will say something else.
Right.
But it'll mean the same. You know what I'm saying?
You
got to know what it is. So I knew that 20 years later, like, if you think about it, N-O-R-E originally stands for Niggas on the Run Eating.
Correct.
The food show is called On the Run Eating. N-O-R-E stood for person on the run from the cops eating from the streets.
Right. Sure.
20 years later, I'm talking about being on the run eating.
Look at God.
Oh, that is a real transition.
It's eight episodes. Who you got on each episode?
Eight episodes. Actually, we got Amber Rose. We got Ice-T. We got Big Boy from Outkast. We got CeeLo Green. We got Benzino. We got Charlamagne. We got
DJ Envy.
We got
Lumi D.
We got Miss Info. We got Bun B. We got
Scott Storch.
Scott Storch.
Eddie Hung.
Sean Eddie Wang.
Eddie Wang, yeah.
Who else we got? We got a whole bunch.
I know you guys went to the juice bar.
Yep, we went to the juice bar. We went all over New York City.
We had Giant on there.
All right, we got more with the cast of On the Run, Eatin', Nori, and Crew, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Nori is in the building. Charlamagne?
Hey, what's the difference between On the Run Eating and Drink Champs?
Well, On the Run Eating is actually thought out. It's a
it's actually produced.
Which Drink Champs is not. I feel like that's what makes Drink Champs dope. Like we're unprofessional. Like I was just hating on y'all just now. Like the way y'all was setting up the cameras, you had somebody in the back talking. It's like, oh yeah. You ready? NBA, you ready? I'm like, damn, we don't got that. And we be having monitors that our shit don't even work. The monitors out there, like you know, like nah, you know. But it's dope as opposed to On the Run Eating. The difference of the shows, that was thought out 8 weeks in advance.
Right.
Like we sat there, we said, yo, we're gonna do this. And I remember it was so crazy because another thing that I fought for was to go to Vegas as opposed to New Orleans. And when we went to Vegas, I got to see Prodigy's last show.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And you know all the things that we've been through and all of that. And, you know, we made it right and things was great. And as he got off the stage, I was going on the stage because Onyx had brung me out. So I was going on the stage and I got to see I got to give him a five for the laugh. But what I'm saying is, that came from the thought out process as opposed to Drink Champs. We'll just say, we'll go to Vegas tomorrow and that's it. Right. And we won't have no plan, you know what I'm saying? But that's what our no plans is our plans. That's the difference between the shows is like, love them both. Drink Champs is my passion as well. But, you know, it's more freestyle. It's more of me, EFN, you know, a couple of the guys. Sonny would be there, Chick Bing, you know, Eddie the Ass would be there. You know,
I've seen you in an awkward space.
Okay. When?
You, Puff, Jadakiss, and Fabulous.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm into this.
All right, now.
I'm into this. I was ready. I thought Charlamagne was going. I thought I was ready for it from this side. Okay.
Tell us about that interview and all that awkwardness.
No, you didn't ask the question right.
Yeah, okay.
Did you think Puffy sounded gay when he was talking to Jada?
I think he doesn't know how to play.
I don't think he just.
But you were looking at him a couple times like, you can't say that.
Yeah, because you know what it is? All right, here's what happened.
But Nori, at the same time, is it also so funny that you want him to keep going?
Yes, because I know it's great content.
Yeah, so he asked you to blow out the candle on the cake.
Yeah,
you
know? Listen, first off, y'all hitting me for all three. Listen. First of all, I don't have to defend a grown man. He's a grown man. He can defend himself. He came here. I saw him come here. It was funny. Fat Joe made jokes about him. But I just think he doesn't. And when the blow out the candle to get to that, that was from Groovy Lou. Groovy Lou was a Rastafarian. Yeah, if you know anything about a Rastafarian, they're the furthest things from that style, lifestyle.
Absolutely.
So I definitely looked at him when he said blow out the candle. Whoa. But it was Groove. It was for Groove. And we all actually had a piece to do with that. So going back to what he said, I just feel like what happened was I'm trying to be media, right? Meaning I knew Jada and Fab was on a media run. So I said, what's going to be the difference between my interview from the Breakfast Club or my interview with them from Sway or whoever? I said, you know what?
Black excellence.
So I hit Black Excellence.
Our guy did it.
And I said, right. Black Excellence, we've been saying this black love, but we got the show it.
Got to really show black love.
We got to show it. So that's the reason why, if you notice, he walks in and he's like, yo, what's good? Because He thought I told them he was coming.
Yeah, but I didn't.
I was like, I'm trying to surprise everybody. I'm trying to make good media. Gotcha. It went so I couldn't went control left. It.
You couldn't control the pause word.
I couldn't control it. But I knew where it was gonna go. But the cartoons and all that is hilarious.
Now, when you see
really, let me ask you a question. Really quick though, mm-hmm. You said you was with Diddy on New Year's.
Yeah.
You partied with him.
Yeah.
Did you party with him or party with him?
Yeah.
Let me tell you this, Puff, he's a good dude, man. He's right for the party. He up the whole night. He going to sleep for half an hour, coming back out, telling the DJ, turn the music off, change it.
He's not what you guys are thinking.
He's not how people portray him to be.
Look at Cassie, man. That's a beautiful woman.
Absolutely.
That's a beautiful woman. You can't be that way with that.
Nobody thinks Diddy's really gay.
Yeah, but I don't think so. But the joke is hilarious. It's hilarious.
You see 50's post. What do you think when 50 posted that?
I thought it was hilarious, too. I liked it. Because the thing about it is, I can't laugh at people and then respect when it's time for me to be laughed at.
Right.
Me to go in the corner and get...
Word.
Like, I know exactly who 50 is. I know exactly who he's going at. And I know exactly what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And for us, I'm going to repost it. It's okay. Like, don't get me wrong. I hate people who don't understand that you're the butt of the joke when you're the butt of the joke. Yo. That's what I feel like Monique should have did up here. Like, word. I feel like there's no disrespect to her, you know, all
hey, my loves.
If I would have seen her on here, the Tony Rock, the way I would have just got Tony Rock, because Tony Rock is coming out on Drink Champs, it's a little crazy.
Word.
It's a little crazy. But if I would have seen her here, I wouldn't have allowed it to go this way, but...
But it's too late now.
It's too late. But that's the thing is, you got to know when you're the butt of the joke,
right.
and then joke about it. Because once you say, all right, cool, I see what you're saying, and then they can't do nothing.
Especially
after
if
that.
You're a comedian,
you can't
funny.
Do nothing out of that. And that's where I thought, you know, leaning back to the Puff thing, I think he knows. He's the butt of the joke, and he knows he's just not good. He's just not good with it.
Yeah, he's running with it.
He's running with it. He doesn't care.
Another crazy text I think we all got from Nori during the Amada Lenegra interview.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah,
very
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
very
Afro-Latino.
Being said, I'm Afro-Latino.
Yeah, I am.
And they don't f with me neither.
They don't.
Now, we try to get it explained.
The college people.
Tell us
the same people college. When I heard the interview, first of all, college, yeah. The same people college.
Oh, okay.
When I first of all, I think once she accepts it too, it's like who cares? The thing about it is, I play for a football team, right? I know I'm going off subject, but it all relates.
Mm-hmm.
I used to play for a football team, right? I was 11 years old. You're supposed to be 12 years old to play for this football team. They wouldn't let me play. No, not one game. Not one game, right? They made it to the championship. By the time they made it to the championship, I had created my own football league. So they was short one player. They searched for me up and down. They, you know, we didn't have cell phones back then. They could not find me. They had to forfeit the championship because that's who I am. If you're not going to let me play in your league, I'm going to go play in my own league.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do it. And that's what I felt like with being, like, I'm. There's nothing you can take away from me. I'm still Puerto Rican. That's my father, 100%. And I love being black as well.
Mm-hmm.
But some people will look at me as a half of Puerto Rican.
Mm.
Some people will say, well, you're a New York Puerto Rican. Or you're a Puerto Rican, but you don't speak Spanish. Or you're one of those Puerto Ricans, but you're one of the Puerto Ricans that's the dark skin. You're from the Tego Caderons. You know? You're from the, what's it called? Louisa. Mm-hmm. People don't understand. Puerto Ricans had slaves, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like the fort that was in Puerto Rico, that was the fort was caused. They were fighting off the slave masters and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people push. When she said that, I felt her. Like I was like, wow. Like I didn't because at first, you know, I'm seeing her through Love and Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
But when she said that, I was like, wow, because I felt like that. Like I made Puerto Rican music and I put my whole career on the line to show Puerto Ricans I'm Puerto Rican. And they didn't even play my record.
Well, no, are you sure it's not all in your head?
No.
You
no. I wish. I wish.
Because
I ain't get the joke, really, but...
Oh, they were mad at him for saying that.
Oh, for saying
that. I asked her that based off...
Oh.
I asked her that based off things that I experienced in the industry being black. You know, you walk in a room and it's all white people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, no, this is worse. This is worse because it's your own people.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, it feels some type of, like, I really, really felt it. Like, even talking just now, I felt, like, because when it's come from your own people, mm-hmm. like, that's the one thing you should feel comfortable at. Right. Like, when you come into a room, like, I don't care. As long, you know, we're the same people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And when you feel, like, racist from your own people, that's kind of... It's kind of ill.
All right, we got more with Nori. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was a Nori mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Nori's in the building. Yee.
One of the things that Amara La Negra was talking about when she was up here was auditioning for roles
mm-hmm.
and being a darker complexion.
Yeah,
she
oh,
said,
me too.
And
oh, me
saying,
too.
Oh, she you said, could yeah. be a slave or you could
well,
be
Well,
no,
that's not the reason they wanted you to be a thug.
Well, Louis Guzman, I remember so many roles I went to, and Louis Guzman will always get the roles. Like, I would go in and they'll give it to him all the time. Because it's a Puerto Rican role, they're giving it to him. They don't... I'm like, I'm really Puerto Rican. Like, look at my eyebrows.
It's very interesting with you because ever since you came out as a rapper, I never thought you was anything but a Puerto Rican.
This is what I'm trying to say.
The whole time. You repped it hard.
That's what I'm trying to say, but it's a different... Like, people look at Latins in a different way. Like, if you're from New York, they look at you as a New York Latin. Right. And it's so crazy that some people that's from Latin America won't look at you like that. Like, I remember my friend Big Mado, he's Dominican, and we went to Spain and we ordered food, and he ordered in Spanish. And the guy turned and looked at him and said, "That's not Spanish. That's street talk." Mm. Like, because to people in Spain, they're the real Spaniards. You know what I mean? Yeah, so when you speak in Dominican, broken, like, they're looking at us like, that's slang. Don't talk to us like that. Like, they're better than us. Like, that actually goes on in the Latin community. And it actually goes on in the black community, too. Because I would deal with racism on... That's why I felt it. Because I would deal with... They'll call me a speak. When I hang with the blacks, then I go with the Spanish, and they'll call me, what do they call?
What about Fab? Do you consider Fab Dominican?
Fab is Afro-Latino, too.
I feel like Fab is learning more and more.
Fab is...
He's learning more and more. I feel like Fab is coming around.
When I see Fab, I see a black man.
See,
I see Nori as a black man.
Right.
I never thought that. I always thought Paul was the black guy and Nori was the Spanish guy.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Weird. But you know what it is? We just got to learn about culture more, and we got to, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like Fab is coming around. I've met Fab's moms the other day. It was the dopest thing.
Right?
It was the dopest thing because they had the same smile. Like, she put on a smile. She had the Fab smile. I was like, oh, This is dope. I gave him a hug. You know, Fab's first time ever rhyming was with me. Mm-hmm. So for me to see him, you know, 20 years later, him to still be here, him to still be running. You know how many people I've seen come in and out of this game? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
tell that story real quick for people who may not know the story. Because you say Fab was the first person to rhyme. People are like, what does that mean?
Right. Well, I was steaming hot. It was another guest who Clue had, who was supposed to have come up. Me and Clue was very tight at the time. So Clue just hit me and said, yo, can you come up? So I was like around the corner. So I just came up. And then I remember me coming up and he's saying, yo.
This is the radio station. This is where Clue has Monday Night Mixtape.
Right.
On the show.
And I remember him saying, yo, I got my guy, Sport. His name wasn't even Fab.
Fabulous Sport, right?
It was, I didn't even say Fab. He just said Fabulous Sport. He just said, I got this guy, Sport. Would you let him rhyme? And I was like, all right, cool. You know, because I was just, so I went through and he got his deal from there. Now, I didn't have everything to do with that, but I could have said no.
Yeah, because you was platinum, double platinum.
I could have said no to Clue, period. I could have said, I'm not coming up. But I was just happening to be there, and Clue was my man. So I was like, all right, cool, I'll come up. And I wasn't supposed to rhyme, either. You know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, Fab made a whole career out of that. And I'm proud to be a part of that moment.
You always been that way, though, Nori. Like, you never was afraid to share the spotlight with people. Didn't you do that with Wayne, too? Am I mistaken?
Wayne was the first New York artist to work with Wayne. I was the first New York artist to work with Cash Money. Period.
Yeah.
But Jay beat me to the punch with her.
The Juvie joint.
It was the Juvie joint. Right. But I actually, my records were recorded prior to that. I was the first person to work with... Pharrell. Like, I mean, he had worked with other people prior to that. People didn't want to put him in a video. People told him his choker was too tight. People told him. I remember Daddy Yankee, you know, one of the got one of the biggest records in the world right now. I remember me taking Daddy Yankee personally to Dame Dash and saying, sign this guy. He's bigger than me. Like, you're like, I can't sign him. Like, I remember taking Pharrell to Jay. I remember taking Pharrell to Nas. and saying sign this guy because I knew certain people were bigger than me.
Wow.
You know what else? I remember in 2010, I'm sitting at home in my mom's house. I was on my fourth firing.
Mm-hmm.
It was before Breakfast Club and everything. And Dory tweeted out, I always see talent before it goes. I want Charlamagne to host my mixtape. It was the Super Thug mixtape.
Wow.
It never came out, though.
Wow.
But I sent you all the drops and everything. Yes. I sent you all the drops and everything.
Yes. I forget.
I don't know.
That's so
but
much
I sent you all the drops and everything, and I always thought that was interesting because I didn't even know Nori. I never had met Nori or nothing.
Yep.
And he said that on Twitter, and I sent him the drops. And I wasn't even... This was before Breakfast Club.
Listen, man, I'm hip-hop's... what are you? Nostradamus, man.
Yeah,
I'm hip-hop's...
Yeah,
now we're in 2018.
And I tell you one thing that Nas gave me. Nas one day said, we was just randomly just talking, and Nas said, one day they'll pay you for your conversation. Or they'll pay us for our conversation. I didn't know what he was talking about. And I want to give this, you know, before we get out of here, because so many people...
See, no, he does his own interviews. Before I get up out of here.
Yeah, yeah, my bad.
My bad.
Nah, because I just want people to know that it's okay to reinvent yourself. So many people think that this is how it worked for 5 years, so I'm going to keep it this way. And so many people lose so much out of their life.
Absolutely.
They lose so much out of their life because they don't want to take a risk. Because you as the man here, it's cool to step outside the box and try something else. And listen, people, as many times you see me win, you have no many times how many times I failed. You know what I'm saying? So people just see the end product and they sit back and they are hearing how people are saying, man, he put his friends on. You know what I'm saying? He got his dude. These dudes waited around for a long time. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to put people in jobs. You know what I'm saying? They right. stayed loyal to me for a long time. I didn't know how to create opportunity within the opportunity.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I want people to know that it's not easy, but it can be done.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It can right. be done. Drink Champs supplies 6 to 7 to 8 jobs. On the Run Eating has supplied like maybe 80 jobs, 80 different people who have got checks. And it ain't easy, but it can be done. There it can be go. Done. Stay loyal to your friends. Let your friends stay loyal to you. Make sure you use them in a proper way. It ain't always going to be pretty. It ain't always going to be nice. But you know what I mean? It can happen, man. We are living testament. We got On the Run Eating right now. We got 4 friends that have been
now.
Together.
Now.
You know, you been go. Cool. And it's out now. Good. Again, thank you. Breakfast Club. I don't also want to say this before I get up out of here. A lot of my media career started right here.
Mm.
Like, I would just be bored, say, I'm going to come see these guys. And y'all would just give me the platform.
Every Easter.
Y'all would just,
not too many people we do that for.
Yeah, yeah.
But we do that for
Nori. It was at one point, it was like every 4 or 5 months. Like, yep. Y'all would just let me come up. And the media idea for the new millennium started. Like, Angie Martinez was the first person to put me on the radio, though. But... The real thing started from here, from y'all guys opening the door and, you know, me and Fat Joe battling on who got the best interview and, you know what I'm saying, if Joe would come up here, I'd be like, wait, let me break my little 3 months and I'm going to come back and we'd be battling, like you know, in our mind. So I want to say thank y'all for giving me this platform. Then thank y'all because the food show idea birthed here as well. So,
sure.
Yo, good looking, man.
Check it out right now on Complex and it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Woo. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hello, good morning. What's
Hi.
Happening? It's Friday.
Good
Act
morning.
Like you're happy to be
good
here.
Good morning. It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday.
It is right. Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday. Speaking of freaky.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Safari.
Listen up.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report. The Breakfast Club.
You really? Shout out to my guy, Rock718, on Twitter. When this whole Safari penis picture leaked, he put on Twitter, I bet you Charlamagne and Envy going to end up talking about this more than Angela even talks about
it. Hey, man, we really milking the hell out of Safari's penis.
Whoa,
hey,
yo.
All right.
What you
milking? That visual of you sitting there milking
okay.
his penis.
All right. All right. All right. Jesus Christ, guys.
Oh, my.
And gals.
All right. Well, Safari talked to TMZ, and a lot of people were speculating that what kept Nicki Minaj and Safari together for so long was the penis pulled it all together. Well, here's what he had to say about his anaconda.
Funny thing is, she used to always say to me that if you didn't have that thing, I would have been left you. She would be cracking up laughing when she said it to me.
I'm not gonna lie, man. I've been hearing about Safari penis too much, yo. Y'all, you have to hear the behind the scenes conversation.
You've been talking about it too much.
I have not been talking about
you
it.
You came in
lie.
Here talking about
this
it. Awkward, sounded guys. Like a hater this morning.
That is not,
oh, I heard people saying it wasn't all that.
That is not what
did
I said.
Say, yes, you did say that.
You know what? We're gonna talk about this next time. I'm gonna clear my name.
You wanna talk about some more?
Yes.
It sounds like you're mad
freak,
jealous. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, we're gonna talk about this next hour.
Girl said they don't even think it was all that.
Okay, continue with your rumor report. We're gonna talk about this.
Safari also came on the KC crew. Not like that.
K1C? Come on now, Yee. Wow. Come on now,
drop one of Clues Bomb for Angela Yee.
Come
wow.
on now, Yee. You like played too much.
He came all over you and your wife
no.
and the kids?
No.
God damn.
He was on the KC
now, you said it too far, Sean.
You said the crew.
Watch your mouth.
You
he was watch on the KC Crew podcast. Go ahead, Yee. Continue.
Watch your powerful mouth.
You guys play too much, man. You play too much.
All right. Well, amongst the things that Safari talked about was... You know, being with Nicki Minaj and perhaps feeling a little brainwashed.
With me and her, we rolled into it together. So it was almost like I ended up being trained to be that kind of person. Because in the beginning, it's like, Lil Wayne want to holler at you? I can't give you what he can give you, so I'm gonna support. You know what I'm saying? And I just was doing that for so long that it was like programmed in my head to be like
you're almost brainwashed for the situation.
I didn't want to say that word, right. But that's really exactly what happened. Yeah.
Drop on a Clues Bomb for Nicki Minaj. Sometimes you got to keep your foot on these Negroes' necks. I don't have any problem with that whatsoever. All right? Your wife don't got her foot on your neck?
To a point.
Okay. I bet you won't get. I bet you won't have that same energy later today.
No, to a point.
When you're talking to her. What do you mean to a point?
Like, for instance, Wayne was hollering at Nicki and Safari sitting in the corner. You know, Drake was hollering at Nicki, Safari sitting in the corner. It's not like that. Yeah, she has her foot on my neck, but there's
Gia,
no sitting in the corner.
I'm not going to lie, I did see Gia liking a lot of Safari's pictures.
Did she?
Why your voice tremble?
Why you put the auto-tune on your voice? Now,
in addition to this, Safari talked about perks of being with Nicki.
What were the perks that made it worth it during the time?
The perks isn't really what made it worth it. It just was like all I saw was her and excelling, and it made me feel good to know where we came from, and then to see it turning out to what it came to. It just made me say, like, yo, I want to keep on pushing and pushing and pushing. And I didn't even care about saying, yeah, I want to be in the forefront. I just wanted to be supportive and be there, but at the same time, just wanted to be respected too, you know?
And he also discusses a fight that they got into, and this sounds a little weird.
The fights and stuff, it just was getting too crazy. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to go to the hospital. Yo, I'm backing up.
What were you fighting about?
It was one time, it was something. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I left and then came back, and then I must have missed something that had happened.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she wanted me to get, like, a bag for her. But it's just... The way it was said, I just was like, yo, you can't keep talking to me like that. I'm not going to go get it.
Get the goddamn bag, Safari. What the hell's wrong with you? You can't get your woman's bag. Drop one of Clues Bomb for Nicki Minaj.
You're not just going to say, go get my damn bag.
Hey, Caribbean woman, man. You know what it is when you're dating a Caribbean woman.
Can you please
get the bag?
I have to say, if they were arguing over other things, he's probably just trying to be stubborn. Like, no, I'm not going to do it.
Depends how she asks. He just say, can you please go get the bag? Go get the damn bag. I ain't getting the bag.
Hey, she's a Caribbean woman. You know what it is when you're dating a Caribbean woman. It's going to be a fist fight or two, and you're going to be on the receiving end of those fists. It is what it is.
And then Envy talked about his own experiences with Safari and him actually
pause. Like, you got to clear that up.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You're being way too picky right now.
Way too sensitive.
Way too sensitive.
Relax.
Yeah. Just loosen it up.
See? He played too much, man.
Here's what he had to say about witnessing abuse.
Well, sometimes Safari couldn't leave the crib.
Get out
right
of
or
here.
Wrong.
Stop it.
I swear.
Stop it.
Look.
Can you tell him to stop exaggerating?
No, look.
I'm going to be real. This time when I got to LA and I'm like, yo, let's go out. He'd be like, let me see if I can run to the store right fast. I swear on everything.
Yo, this guy has good memory, yo. But it's because she was sheltered.
Right.
So it's like she's, you know, in her cocoon and it's like I'm there with her and I'm just like, it is what it is. I didn't really have a life outside of that.
I don't see the problem. Like, when you're in a relationship and you committed to somebody, you're not leaving the house after a certain time.
You could go out. He could not go out. He had to ask permission.
So do I.
Oh.
What do you do too? I don't know why you acting like you don't.
But I got more leniency. If I say, babe, I'm running to the store, she's going like, okay.
All right.
You can't run to the store if you gotta go to the store?
It depends.
It depends on what?
Depends where the store is. Okay. I'm gonna tell you something else too. I'm happy that the KC crew getting all of these posts from this interview, but that was a terrible move on Safari part, and I'm gonna tell you why.
What?
You put your meat out. Ladies and gay men love it. Stock goes through the roof. You put out a record, honey. It was 31 on iTunes. You finally had people talking about Safari, establishing your own identity, and you end the week, you know, putting your name next to Nicki's again. I would have stayed away from that.
Well, he's always going to be connected to Nicki. He's not making
about
saying,
it. But I'm saying, this week he kind of distanced himself.
I'm Angela Yee, and that's your report.
It was like
report.
A penis between them that distanced himself. There was a distance between them.
But you said it was a small penis between them.
Okay. I'm not having this conversation.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ms. Yee.
Yes.
No problem.
Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who you want to take your donkey?
Oh, my God. Who am I giving my donkey to?
Yes.
Another safari story.
A couple in Arizona. All right. I want this couple in Arizona to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with them because they like to take things, but they don't know when to leave.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. It's keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This don't be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heel.
Did she get donkey in the day? Please tell me.
Absolutely. I have become Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Let's go, Charlie.
Well, that's Tyrese. Was that Tyrese screaming? Okay. Donkey of the Day for Friday, March 2nd, goes to two individuals from Phoenix, Arizona. Salute to everyone who listens to us on 100.1 The Beat in Phoenix, Arizona. Drop on the clues bombs for Phoenix, damn it. Okay. Now, these two individuals' names are Marin Al Abadi and Salma Horaya. I know that I probably mispronounced both of those, but let's hear if I did.
Salma Horaya and Marwan Al Abadi.
I was close.
Mm-hmm.
Salmon Aria, Marwan Al Abadi.
Good job.
Okay. These two individuals made the news for all the wrong reasons for themselves, but all the right reasons for my donkey of the day. See, Marwan and Salma were shoplifting suspects. In fact, police officers were called to a gas station for possible shoplifting. And when authorities arrived, both of these individuals took off running. Now, before I tell you why they are receiving donkey of the day, I have questions. Number one, if you're in a gas station shoplifting and the gas station attendant has time to call the police and you still there when the police arrive, you've been in there shoplifting way too long. I would consider myself an avid shoplifter. It's something that I just stopped doing up until maybe 2016. I was definitely stealing magazines
What's
out of gas
wrong
stations.
With you?
Okay, well, let me rephrase. Not necessarily stealing the magazine, you know, and hiding it on my person, but more like pick it up in the store, flip through it, see an interesting article, and decide, you know, I want to finish this later, so I would just walk out with it. Same thing with candy, gum. It's not stealing if you don't hide it, okay? When I was a kid, it was a Scotchman convenience store. Y'all know anything about Scotchman? Y'all know nothing about Scotchman. Uh-huh. I'm from the country, Monk's Corner, South Carolina. Drop on the clues bomb from Monk's Corner, damn it. We had Scotchman's. All right, in my mind, that was my store. It was at the end of Old Whitesville Road in Monk's Corner, South Carolina. That was our road. So in my mind, that was my store, okay? I would walk in, grab a 12-pack of Heineken, Corona, Michelob, Bud Ice, and just walk out. I would walk in, you know, when I used to smoke weed, grab a box of Tampa Bay Nuggets, the Dutch Masters, White Owls, just walk out, walk in, walk out.
Tampa.
You know? It wasn't shoplifting if you don't hide it, okay? Mm-mm. I wasn't trying to hide it, but it was still shoplifting. I'm only telling you these stories to let you know I was an avid shoplifter. And when I did shoplift, I was in and out, okay? You can't window shoplift. You got to know what you want, get in, grab it, bounce. So the fact that Marwan and Salma had to run when cops came, let me know they was in this convenience store too long. Well, Marwan and Salma took off running when the police came. And when they... Well, where they ended up after they took off running is exactly why they are receiving Donkey of the Day. Let's go to ABC 15 Arizona for the report.
A wild chase that comes to an end in a very unexpected way. Two suspected crooks trying to dodge police end up making a really, really wrong turn.
Tonight, that pair is facing felony charges. They were on the run from officers trying to find a place to hide and even passed right by this sign over the front door before hopping the gate into this precinct. A little over a week ago, Peoria police were on the hunt for two shoplifters who stole from this plaza near Lake Pleasant Parkway and Happy Valley Road. An officer spotting the car in question at a nearby Circle K. A man and woman booking it on foot, running right to a building that happens to be a clearly marked police station. The duo then deciding to jump over a gate into a secured courtyard and parking lot.
Just so happens that we actually had some extra officers up there that were in training that day.
They were on dinner break at the time, and all they had to do was go outside.
They were quickly able to go out and apprehend the male. The female decided she was going to try to hide under a bench like we wouldn't find her.
29-year-old Salma Horaya and 28-year-old Marwan Al Abadi were put in handcuffs, literally steps from a holding cell.
Marwan and Salma ran out of the gas station and right into a police station. There was a sign over the door that said Peoria Police. A whole sign. Even if you didn't know what Peoria was, you knew what police was. This is why I never agreed with that whole No Child Left Behind act, okay? Because some of these kids need to be left behind. We're not doing kids no favors bringing them along if they're not ready to be brought along. And Marwan and Salma are prime examples of that. Now, they both face charges of shoplifting, trespassing in a critical public safety building, and drug charges. It wasn't immediately known if either is represented by a lawyer, but I doubt it. Okay, this one has public defender written all over it. You know, when you're getting read your rights and they say you have the right to an attorney, if you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed to you? Yeah, they wrote that for petty thieves like these who can't read. Please give Mar and Al a body and Sam a horrid. The sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
That's right. And Angelique, I ain't forget about you from Rumor Report, okay? We're going to talk about
this. What you mean?
This.
You want to talk about Safari's penis some more?
Because she says that I won't stop talking about Safari's penis. That is a goddamn lie.
You came in this morning.
Hold on. Let me get the theme music. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's...
No, I can't do it when we talk about Safari penis.
Freaky Friday.
As a matter of fact, this is all about the women, and I'm going to tell you why this is all about the women.
Why?
We have one of our producers here, Taylor. Come here, Taylor. Grab a microphone.
I turned the mic on.
All right. And a new intern. What's her name again? I can't remember. Huh?
Lynn.
I'm sorry. I knew that. No, I didn't. Lynn, come here, Lynn.
Lynn gets you food every morning.
I love Lynn.
Name.
I do. I'm nice, Lynn. I Lynn. Yeah. Okay.
She didn't say that confidently.
She sounded like she was abused.
These two, along with Angela Yee and other women here in this building, mm-hmm. will not stop talking about Safari's penis. Taylor, go.
Oh, no, Charlamagne.
No, don't put Charlamagne in.
I came in this morning. I was not talking about that at all. You were the one. I had a conversation, and yesterday we were talking about Safari's penis.
No, I did not say that.
Yes, you did. You
Taylor,
did
say that. Go ahead. So please, help your Uncle Charlamagne.
I was saying, I don't know why everyone's so hype over Safari's penis, because to me, it's average at best. Like, I've seen
at
bigger.
At best.
Like, it's cool.
Not that big. Like, it's
there go, Lynn. Talk to him, Lynn. Where you from, Lynn?
Charlamagne, did you coach these young ladies?
No, I didn't. Go ahead, Lynn.
Tell them what to say.
It's not that big. Like, but that's, you know, an average size.
It wasn't erect, though.
I'm saying it was a good size. Yes.
Stand down, Envy. All right,
now. So, how many penises have you guys seen?
No. We're not going to do that. I'm saying.
So, Charlamagne, what's the question? I'm not asking these women questions about Safari's penis. Sorry.
I want to know how many ladies really think it was all that hype.
Because we're making it seem like it was like an air freshener.
They was just saying that it was overhyped. So I'm just opening the phone lines to the ladies. Let the ladies have the conversation.
585-1051. Men could call.
Yeah, men could call.
If you're a gay man and you like penis,
no,
call
a straight man could call if he wants
it. I ain't seen the pictures, so I don't know.
All right, but a straight man could call.
I've seen the picture.
I'm just telling you, my penis is 7 inches, 3/4, 8 when it's warm out, 2.5 inches of girth.
Nobody cares. But 800-585-1051, they're talking about Safari's penis.
Taylor and Lynn, don't walk off like that. Don't leave this to Envy. Come here. What's wrong with you?
He also was not erect. It was hanging down. It wasn't sticking up. So
go ahead.
You know,
take this away.
Some people are growers.
So what's the question? Tell him the question.
Tell him what to do you.
I don't know. You are the Charlamagne's the one that wanted to bring this up.
Charlamagne wants to know.
Is
his penis overhyped? Oh, my God. That's what Charlamagne wants to know. Ladies, call us up right now.
You got nothing to do with me.
800-585-1051.
Charlamagne says Safari's penis ain't all that. Do you agree with him?
That's right.
Lord,
Charlamagne thinks
Jesus Christ.
Safari penis is average.
That is not what I said.
Charlamagne said he needs more veins. Be honest, Taylor. You did not say that.
Exactly.
He was actually upset with me and his assistant.
Oh, so you think it's big? Because I'm in there trying to work yesterday and they're having this conversation. Like, I'm not even sitting here. I'm like, can y'all take this somewhere else, please?
Call us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake with God's Plan. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, I came to work on this nor'easter. It's a Friday. I was happy. I'm excited. And I come in here, I talk to Charlamagne, and the first thing out of his mouth is Safari's penis.
That is not true. That is a goddamn lie.
It was the first thing in his mouth.
That is a lie. First of all, I was in here yesterday, and I overheard the young ladies here in the building, Taylor, one of our producers, Lynn, one of our interns, my assistant Paige. They was having a conversation about Safari's penis. Taylor, take it away.
So I was saying, I don't know why everyone's so hyped, because I've seen bigger. I'm not saying it's not a nice size. It's a nice size, but it's overhyped.
Lynn, what do you think?
People think, like, I don't know, like...
Talk to the mic, Lynn.
You see that every day, B.
I do see it every...
Whoa, okay. This is too personal. I don't want to know.
I don't see it every day, but like, people like make it seem like when they seen the picture, it was like an aerosol can or like something bigger than that. Like, that's really an
advertisement. It was a whole Safari challenge after that. Now, Safari just texted in and he said, Charlamagne, can you please keep my penis out your mouth?
Shut up.
Powerful mouth.
No, the thing is this. The reaction from social media was so crazy. So when I heard that opposing opinion, I was like, wow, I wonder if other people feel that way.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine. Did you see Safari's penis pic?
Yeah, I seen it.
What did you think?
I think I'm so happy that Taylor and Leah finally see it with a lot of us.
Thank you.
Oh, so you thought it was average?
I mean, maybe I've been blessed to not encounter small ones, but I've seen better.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, well,
thank you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's your name, Mama?
This is the Yoni lady once again.
Hey, the lonely lady. I'm sure you've seen Safari's penis.
I'm not
if you're lonely.
Why did you say the lonely lady?
You sound lonely. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh my gosh.
I thought you said lonely too.
I thought she said the lonely.
Then you're about
the
to call
lady
and talk
and
about
I loved
penises.
It.
I was like, yeah, this is some lonely stuff here.
So what did you think of Safari's penis?
The only place you can get penis and coffee in the morning is the Breakfast Club, for one.
That's a fact.
And we just choked on some
fucking coffee. But go ahead.
So, I definitely do not think that's average. Black men are big, but I do not think that's average. Any woman taking that on a regular basis, she's a definitely a trooper.
Right.
I do not suggest anybody, and any woman that is getting something that big, they should visit my website so I can get them back tight and right.
Okay, she can tighten you up.
Okay.
By the way, Taylor's only, how old are you, Taylor?
26.
And Taylor's like, what, 5'2"?
Mm-hmm.
How much
five
you weigh?
One. I'm 5'1", and I weigh 138.
Wow. Taking it.
Hey, I'm uncomfortable. Hello, who's this?
This is Dee from Jersey.
Hey, Dee, we're talking Safari's penis. What
we're
do you think?
We're talking Safari's Dee.
Dee is absolutely not average. He is crazy big with the meanest right hook.
He has a nice hook, you're right, but he's not that gracious. Great.
Is the hook better than the hook on the new Khaled record?
I'm not a big hook person myself, but
really,
hook
makes it much
better. But I will say, I mean, you gotta imagine, like he said, he wasn't even erect. So imagine what it's like if he is.
That's a lie too.
I feel like he's lying.
It wasn't because it wasn't sticking up.
But just because it's erect too doesn't mean that
you know what erect means.
Yes, I'm saying just because
pointing, standing attention, like I mean, it could stand to the side.
But I don't think it's gonna make it.
But it was hanging down.
All right, can I ask you, lady, something?
Go ahead, ask.
What's the hook do?
Why do you want to know what the hook
does? I want to know what the hook does.
You know what? Like, don't even ask.
Like, I'm serious. I'm asking a question.
It hits certain spots. It just feels good.
For real?
Yeah.
That would seem weird because ain't no hook in the vagina. Like, the vagina don't curve. Ain't no it's one road on the vagina.
Well, hook in your butt, huh?
I'm just saying, ain't no detours in
no
the
right
vagina.
Turn.
You know what? Can't get off the exit.
585-1051. Again, we're talking Safari's penis. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Khaled with Wild Thoughts. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, I came into work. It's Friday. I'm in a good mood. Just got paid. And Charlamagne comes talking about Safari's penis.
Man, listen, God is not going to continue to bless you if you keep lying like this morning, okay? I started talking about a conversation that I overheard in this building.
About Safari's penis.
Yes, but...
So you're talking about Safari's penis?
No, it was our producer, Taylor, our intern, Lynn, my assistant, Paige, and some other women in the building. And go ahead, Taylor. Tell them what you said.
I just said it's overhyped, and I seem bigger.
And Lynn, what'd you think?
I think it's average.
Wow.
Very average.
Okay. Right.
So we're asking.
I just thought that was interesting conversation because I hadn't heard that point of view. I only heard girls saying how great it was.
800-585-1051. We're talking Safari's penis. And I think when you're a specialist on a penis, what do you call that? A penisologist?
A penisologist.
We got a X-man on the line right now. Trav, what's up, Trav?
Never heard that term.
What's up, Envy? Hey,
hey, what's up, expert?
Hey, Brother Leonard.
What's up, sis? How are you, sir?
Leonard, Trav.
Listen, Leonard.
So we're talking Safari's penis. What did you think when you seen it?
Listen, I said, it was all right. I have actually seen a lot better in person.
Thank you, Trav. Exactly. Thank you.
But Trav, it wasn't erect. It wasn't erect, was it?
I mean, it wasn't fully erect, but still, it wasn't something to write home about.
Trav, you a top or a bottom, Trav?
I'm a top, sir.
Now, that's about the hook. Okay. Ask Trav about the hook. You said you
so
wanted to.
No, I'm just saying. So when you a top, you just need to have a big mouth. So you don't really count.
I mean, I know some BDBs that got bigger than him. I know some big bottoms. That's
you know what, Trav? Trav, thank you for calling, Trav.
You have a good weekend, Trav.
You just gave these guys, you just gave Charlamagne a new term.
Hello, I'm about to recruit me a group, nigga. It's going to be called the BDBs.
Hello?
All right.
What about an ADB?
Good morning, breakfast. How y'all doing?
Oh, good morning, brothers.
Listen, I am a discreet, well-endowed bisexual man. Charlamagne, I understand your plight, brother, because I seen your print in that Black Panther suit, so I'd probably be mad, too.
Oh, you jealous.
I ain't never clean to have a big piece.
But honestly, I'm about the same width and girth as you know, I don't think it's an average size for a Black man. He is well-endowed, but it wasn't nothing to scream at. I mean, I guess it just depends on your preference. So
it's decent, right?
Yeah, when you say it wasn't.
And it had a little U-turn to it. So,
right.
And a little U-turn. All right. Well,
you can make a right on red.
I'm still not understanding this curve thing. I'm going to be honest with you.
Why you want to understand so bad?
Now you hate on the curve, too.
Hello, ain't no
curve. I talked to some girls, and they said the curve ain't all that.
They have to have a...
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Mama? We're talking Safari's penis. What do you think?
I definitely don't agree with the two women saying that it's the advertised penis for a Black man. I definitely think it's overhyped. They're overhyping it, but I just don't think it's advertised penis. I think it's a little bit bigger than average.
Yeah, it's a little bigger than average for sure.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a little bigger than average, but they're overhyping it. Like, this Safari, he's really not that popular for them to be going in about it.
Oh, come on. Now, popularity don't have nothing to do with penis size.
It doesn't, but they're really, this is like for promotion purposes, but they're really like overhyping it. But it's definitely not the average size. I don't know what they've been dealing with. That's definitely not the average size.
Well, Taylor is from Philly. So she likes big beards and big penis.
All right. So what's the moral of the story, guys?
Taylor, Lynn, what's the moral of the story?
I think, you know,
don't hype it if it's not that big.
Also, what? You know, people need it. I'm used to...
Used to what, Taylor?
I don't know how to say it. I mean, to me, that's average, so I don't know.
Go ahead, Taylor Gang. Go ahead, Lynn. Congratulations to y'all.
So the moral of the story is
okay.
That Taylor needs a BDB.
Yeah, clearly.
My goodness.
So an ADB, not an ADB, an average.
Can we tuck Safari's penis away, please?
Yeah, all right.
You know, I'm not going to lie, Safari really is texting me about this conversation.
Oh, God. My goodness. Right, let's put Safari's penis to rest. Okay?
All right, well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, we're going to talk about Safari's penis. No,
oh,
I'm
my
kidding.
God.
No, my goodness.
Let's talk about Chadwick Boseman, though, for real. And we're going to talk about something that he did for some Black Panther fans.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Before we do the rumors, read the message you just sent to Charlamagne and I.
Oh. let me see. Oh, yeah, somebody sent me a DM and they wanted to make sure that Charlamagne saw this.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, I'm listening to the show now. Charlamagne is definitely gay, super gay. I'm not sure how his wife allows him to even say all this stuff gay. Like, I can't believe he's that gay. He's definitely undercover gay. Tell him I said it too.
I'm going to be honest. I think that guy's trying to say I'm gay. I don't know. I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but it sounds like he's trying to say he thinks I'm gay.
I think so, too. But anyway, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk to Yai.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
So T.I. is going to be scoring and co-producing a drama, and it's called Glow Up. It's a musical drama. So congratulations to him. The film centers on an all-female performance group from an L.A. high school who enters a singing competition in an effort to use the cash prize to save their school's underfunded and almost defunct music program.
I'm going to drop on the clues bombs for Clifford T.I. Harris. I love seeing, you know, people from the culture get them executive producer credits and them executive producer checks.
Yes.
Creating that content.
The glow up. All right, now, O.J. Simpson, if you guys remember, he was going to do this book deal if he would have done it.
Yes, I remember.
Talking about the murders, If I Did It, Confessions of a Killer was the name of the book. Well, that book was shelved after a whole lot of pressure. But there was also an interview that Judith Regan did. Judith Regan interviewed O.J. Simpson on camera for the TV special. And mm-hmm. He initially talked about the book and talked hypothetically about how the murders might have been committed if he would have done it. Now, the unaired show, people looked at that as a confession, and now that show is going to air.
Really? What network?
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to air on Sunday, March 11th, and it's going to be on, I believe, it's hosted by Soledad O'Brien on Fox.
Why, though? Don't you think that the family of Nicole Brown Simpson and the other guy who got killed, they'll never get closure because OJ is constantly milking this situation?
Ron Goldman, well, here's the thing. At first, the family was against it. Now they're supporting it.
Why?
Maybe because they look at it as a confession. And it, I don't know why they are, because that interview...
Oh, maybe
first,
they want to know what happened, if he's really telling the truth.
They probably... I don't know. But it's going to also have domestic violence awareness PSAs throughout. And, yeah, the O.J. Simpson, The Lost Confession, it's going to air March 11th at 8 p.m.
Because it's a hypothetical, according to him, hypothetical description
of what
he
would have
done.
If I would have done it, this is how I would have done it.
Nobody want to hear that from the family?
Well, maybe they do. Maybe they want to see exactly what happened. Maybe they want closure to see what happened during that time. I don't know. You ain't gonna
watch
it?
Well, supposedly the family, the relatives are now on board with it. So as long as they are, I mean, what can we say about it?
Maybe it is a confession. Who knows?
All right, now Tory Lanez's album is out today, and guess who's mentioned on a song on the album?
Who?
Someone who gave him Donkey of the Day previously.
Charlamagne.
Now Tory Lanez was given Donkey of the Day for this.
I gotta get him. Look at his ass. Say hello. Yeah, we balled out your shit. We walked in the store. He didn't think we was gonna buy nothing. We balled out his shit. We Gucci down. We Louis Vuitton down. We everything.
Oh, I remember that. That's when he accused Gucci of racism, and then he went and spent $35,000 in Gucci, which was ass backwards.
Well, he mentions this in his song, Benevolence.
35, I bet Gucci hugging. Charlamagne say you stupid hugging. Say I took a L, I never miss a win. Big bank next day, did it, he should get.
So he spent $35,000 in Gucci.
And went back and did it again.
And went back and did it again. Mm-hmm. After he claimed that they were racist. So you give the racist your money.
I guess he's trying to prove a point.
Y'all really be getting mad at the people. Y'all really be getting mad at me for giving these people Donkey today?
All right. Well, another person who mentions on a song was Tech N9ne, by the way, whose album's out also. The song is called Comfortable.
I like the Breakfast Club. Their tech gets love. Merce, Stevie, Mayday, JL, even Zest get plugged.
Thank you, Tech N9ne.
Who gets plugged?
His artist. His artist. What are you talking about? We ain't plugged nobody.
Hey, man, you never know, man.
He plugs his artist when he comes in.
Drop one of Pooh's Bomb for Tech N9ne and Tory Lanez.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Tory Lanez album's out right now, again.
I was listening to it.
Now, Chadwick Boseman shocked some fans, some Black Panther fans, on Jimmy Fallon. He was hiding behind a green screen while fans were talking about how they felt about the film. They gave their thoughts. And that's when Chadwick Boseman actually came and expressed his own gratitude. Check this out.
I cannot tell you how much it means to have you step into the role as our king and be holding it with such grace and poise and joy.
That was so great. I think we should move in for a close-up of that.
For me, as the mother of a young son, my son's childhood has been defined by Barack Obama and now Black Panther, so thank you.
That's way too much praise. Barack Obama.
You are gorgeous.
Wow.
Gorgeous family.
You know, I was watching this yesterday, and I see people get so mad when people get inspiration from Black Panther. They be like, oh, it's a fictional country. T'Challa, not a real person. I have no problem with it because I grew up in an era where people found inspiration in a fictional drug dealer named Scarface. So I'd much rather have them find inspiration in a fictional African king.
Now, the CEO of Disney has also hinted that there might possibly be a Black Panther theme park ride in the works.
That would be
dope. Yes.
Not before a video game.
I'm sure they got a video game in the works.
They do both.
I've looked it up already.
I'm sure they got one coming Christmas time.
It might be
time.
Really
they
secret
don't.
That you can't look
no,
it up.
No, they
I'm
don't.
Sure they do. They have to.
They need to, but they don't. They don't have one in the works yet. I want a Black Panther video game.
All right. Well, he said they haven't had a chance to build the ride yet, but he said, I'm sure there are people who are working on it as well. And he said, I pretty much guarantee that this coming Halloween and even Christmas, you know you'll be seeing a lot of Black Panther merchandise. And he said Black Panther will become Disney's 12th billion-dollar franchise.
That'll be so messed up if the Black Panther ride is the only ride at Disney that never works.
Like shut up, man. Shut up.
I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. We're going to start off with that new DJ Khaled featuring Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Future. And, of course, it's Method Man's birthday, so we're going to get some Method Man.
Meth, happy born day, Meth.
H-O-D.
Peace to the good brother, Meth. Drop on the clues bombs for Method Man, man.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.